You're listening to the Uncool Designer Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Dower. I'm a graphic designer, mentor, e-course boss, and cake lover. I am determined to help graphic designers work smarter and not harder in their design business. So I've been knee deep in the world of selling lately, especially with the launch of my latest offer, The Lucky Ones. I have been in full hustle mode because, let's be real, selling is the heartbeat of every business. But along the way, I got some feedback that really got me thinking about selling. Someone mentioned I was hitting their inbox a bit too much with my sales emails, and it got me pondering about this whole vibe around selling. As you know, recently I hosted the Designer Boss Summit. We had speakers dropping their affiliate links left, right, and center, and man, it was a blast. Sales were soaring, and we even threw in a sweet bonus for the top affiliate earner, which most people were really excited about. But then there was one speaker who wasn't feeling it. They acted like selling was beneath them. It made me wonder why some people have such a negative view of selling and making money. And then there was this other moment when someone I follow mentioned that they do not sell on Instagram, saying Instagram is just for connections. It got me questioning where the line is drawn on what's considered acceptable selling. All of these incidents made me zoom out and ponder, why is there this stigma around selling? I mean, without sales, our businesses would be flatlining, right? And if selling on Insta or through emails is a no-go, where are we allowed to sell? Personally, I'm all about serving my audience way beyond just selling stuff. I'm talking about dishing out value, offering up freebies, and solving problems like it's nobody's business. I've poured myself into free summits, newsletters, podcasts, the works. So when someone takes a jab at my selling tactics, it kind of hurts. Like, yeah, maybe my launch emails were a tad much, but they're just a fraction of what I bring to the table. Now, the whole cash bonus drama, some might see it as an issue with affiliate marketing, but to me, it's all about how you view money. I respect those who are upfront about their financial goals. And as far as Instagram goes, I think it's all about balance. If you're dishing out loads of free goodies, a bit of selling here and there isn't gonna hurt. Even my stance on sliding into DMs for selling has changed. It turns out some of the most genuine conversations about my offerings kick off in the DMs. So really, there's no one-size-fits-all rule for selling. It's about finding your groove and making sure you're putting your audience first. So I would say ignore the naysayers. Selling isn't just okay, it's essential. And wanting to make money, well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a part and parcel of running a business. Feeling a bit iffy about selling, well, it doesn't have to be awkward and pushy. If you just tweak your mindset a little bit, you can sell without feeling sleazy. The first tip is serve more than you sell. Spend most of your time just being awesome. Seriously, focus on serving your audience like it's your superpower. Share helpful tips, create killer content, and engage with your people in a genuine way. Make it about them, not you. Then, when it's time to drop that sales pitch, it'll feel like a natural next step. You've already built up that trust by being a top-notch helper. The next tip for changing how you view selling is to flip the script. Selling isn't about shoving stuff down people's throats. It's about giving them an opportunity to level up their lives. Think of it as handing them the keys to their dream life, their dream future. You're not just selling a product or service. You're offering them a chance to make their dreams a reality, which is pretty damn cool. Now, the final tip for when it comes to selling is to remember that cash rules everything in life. We're all in this to make some money. So don't be shy about asking for the sale. It's cool, it's legit, and it's how you keep the lights on in your business and home. Just keep it real. Show them the value of what you're offering and don't sweat the small stuff. You're not hustling, you're just doing what it takes to keep your biz thriving. So there you have it. Those are my top three tips for selling without stress. Serve, flip the script, and remember, cash is essential. You got this. You've been listening to The Uncool Designer with Anna Dower. For more info and tips for graphic designers, head to my website, annadower.com.